not Narayan until your liberation. That is the general understanding. What is that famous verse Prabhupada called? Muktim. No, no, not that one. It says that only Vishnu Narayan. Muktim Dadati Kanchit Nasvakti Yogam. No, not that one. This is a verse Prabhupada would quote very often. Like one line he would quote from that. Where Muktim Pradata Vishnur Evana Samshaya. Yeah, good, thank you. So, that Mukti Pradata is Vishnu. There's no doubt about this. And that certainly, now this is quoted quite frequently that Vishnu alone can give liberation. This is the position that Prabhupada usually took. But if we look at the Goswamis describe that those who are purely devoted to Shiva, they can be liberated with Shiva. That means now Shiva also has multiple manifestations. There is Rudra, who exists within 11 Rudras who exist in this world, and the Sadashiv, who exists at the interface of the material and spiritual world. The Goswami, Jiva Goswami elaborates on this in his Brahma Samhita commentary. He states that actually those who are very purely devoted to Shiva, they can go to the abode of Sadashiva, which is the eternal abode. And there, with Shiva, they will eternally glorify Vishnu. So, that means Shiva can become, to some extent, like their eternal spiritual master. So, that, in what cases it will happen, that is something which we cannot get into, because he doesn't elaborate over there much. But the point is that it is not so much Shiva himself giving liberation. See, the devatas, basically they perform two different roles. One is the material administrative role, and the second is the spiritual educative role. So usually, most people approach them for the material administrative purpose only. That means, okay, that you are in this position, you have this power, and please give me this, this, this. But in some situations, the devatas also talk about the spiritual educative thing. For example, when we have the Sudarshan Chakra chasing Durvasa Muni. At that time, the devatas say, no, I cannot help you. You have to go to somewhere. Ultimately, they all guide him to Vishnu. So, on some occasions, the devatas also, they point people to Vishnu. You see, Shiva is also actually pleased when Mohini Murti bewilders him and he glorifies Vishnu after that. So, usually speaking, most people, they don't approach devatas for that purpose. We have an example, Chaitanya Charitamrita of Saraswati Devi saying to Teshu Kashmiri that my ultimate blessing was not to make you a champion scholar, my ultimate blessing was to make you a devotee of, to introduce you to my Lord and to make him devoted to my Lord. There is also the story of Chandidas. Chandidas is a great Vaishnava poet, and it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear his compositions. His devotional compositions. He would be very pleased to hear those compositions. I used to always wonder, you know, if he is a Vaishnava poet, why is his name Chandidas? So actually, the story is that earlier he was a great worshipper of Chandi. And his brother was a Vaishnava. And he was quite wealthy. He had a big, beautiful garden. And he would have many, many flowers. And those flowers he would offer to Chandi. So one day his brother asked him, can I take this one flower for offering to my Shaligram? No, all my flowers are meant only for the goddess. So his brother did not insist, but he was sad. And the next morning when he woke up and he was just coming back from bathing, he looked at the flower, it's very beautiful. And in his mind, he thought it would be so nice if I would offer it to Vishnu. And in his mind, he did Manas Puja, he offered it to Vishnu. And then, Chandidas took that same flower and he offered it to Chandi. And then as he was chanting the Chandi prayer, suddenly Chandi appeared to him. He said, I'm pleased with you, what do you want? So, he said, he's very delighted, but he asked, I've been offering the same prayers for so long. How is it that today you have become pleased? He says, today you have given me the Mahaprasad of my Lord. He says, what do you mean? And she told him how this flower had been offered in the mind to Vishnu. He says, does that mean that Vishnu is your Lord? Vishnu is greater than you? He says, yes, of course. He says, Vishnu is the Lord of my Lord. My Lord is Shiva and your Lord is Vishnu. So, at that time, he says, then why did you ever tell this to me? He says, you never asked this to me. You're only asking for give me this, give me that, give me that you never asked me for this. But today, because you offered me this Mahaprasad of my Lord, I'm very pleased with you. So from that point onwards, he started taking her as his guru. Because she directed him to Vishnu. And that's why his name remains Chandidas, but he was a Vaishnava. So he was, from his birth and from his birth, initially he was a worshipper of Chandi, but considering Chandi as his spiritual guide, he became a Vaishnava. So this is of course not exactly a story of somebody becoming liberated because of the blessing of a Devata. But the point is that the Devatas also have this spiritual educative role. But most of the times they don't perform function in that role, they function in the material administrative role primarily. So with respect to Shiva, because he also has the eternal manifestation in Sadashiva, so there is the possibility that those who worship him purely, they can go to his eternal abode and there with him, they eternally become devoted to Vishnu Krishna. Okay? Yes. What's your opinion?